you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, it's time for more suds.
Gather round, faithful followers. Here we are for another sud segment where we say there's no use crying over spilled milk. But spilled beer? Oh, that's definitely worth crying over.
That's a tragedy.
It is. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is good old gal Carrie Ann.
Hello from long ago.
I know. How awesome is that? Good old boy Sparky, greetings.
I groomed my eyebrows for today.
I bet you groom your eyebrows every day, dude.
I should, yeah. But I don't.
I've decided to grow mine out.
Just going to go for the whole Abe Vigoda?
You got to grow hair where you can at this point.
I support that.
So.
I'm out.
You don't get to choose that sometimes.
Well, yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm saying
boy
when
Dave.
You're in my situation, you know, where it stops in some places, you just
like
accentuate
out the nose,
it.
Out the ears.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I grow out the mustache. That way the nose hair just sort of
blend right in,
blends it out.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. I can always smell what I just ate.
Oh, yeah. We are so lucky. Yeah. So lucky. Well, recently, good old boy Dave and I traveled to East Texas. Oh, pray for us. To attend a family.
You know,
party.
We probably should have whiskey before every show.
I feel we've just unlocked a new level.
The more you drink, the funnier I get.
Woo! Yes. Okay. So of course we had to buy some beer and bring it back, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't leave
That's
anywhere empty handed. And you have to come home.
You're supporting the local economy.
With alcohol. Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. So while Kilgore, Texas might be known more for oil
Earl.
Than for beer.
Earl. That's right. Earl. Got them Earl oils.
That's correct.
We were able to find a few interesting things. Or at least we hope they're interesting things.
We'll see.
Well, good old boy Dave, why don't you give us today's interesting lineup?
Sure. The Texas beers we'll be tasting today are from Deep Ellum Brewing in Dallas, Texas. Jesus Christ. In Dallas, Texas. Dallas Blonde Golden Ale and Deep Ellum IPA. Do you know that Deep Ellum is a neighborhood in Dallas? It was actually called Deep Elm, but the people kept saying it wrong, so they changed it to Deep Ellum.
That's kind of like Shovel.
Yeah.
In Demombrian.
That's right. Lebanon.
Versailles, Kentucky.
Yeah.
From Manhattan Project Beer Company in Dallas, Texas, we have Hoppenheimer West Coast Style IPA.
See what they did there.
And Necessary Evil, German style Pilsner.
It's the Germans.
Hmm. Yes. It's always the Germans. They're doing stuff.
Is the evil necessary in
from
German style?
ETB Brewing Company in Tyler, Maybe. Texas. We have Hitching Post American Amber Ale and Brick Street Blonde Ale. And then from Martin House Brewing Company in Fort Worth, Texas, we have Bock Slider, which is a traditional German Bock. And from St. Arnold Brewing Company in Houston, Texas, we have Art Car IPA. And if there's time, beyond drinking these eight beers,
no.
We may have a bonus beer or two.
No.
That's kind of a wild card situation.
Yeah. Ooh, living on the edge. Okay.
I like this.
We cannot escape Mike.
That's true. He's everywhere.
Okay. Good old boy Sparky, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Hear those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2, was that a belch? 3, ah, what a relief, and beans don't belong in chili. 4, a body should not make that sound.
Really?
5, alright, 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 listen to that hang time, get me another.
That's what I'm talking about.
Of course. Was he from Texas?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
he still is.
He's got an amazing origin story too. Like, yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's a cool guy, man.
Okay.
Him and Woody Harrelson.
The Mesquite Buffalo. No.
Mm-hmm.
Mesquite.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Oh yeah.
And then Long Branch. That was what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's the thing with Woody Harrelson. And then is there a thing with Willie Nelson too, or are they just friends?
I mean, I'm sure they're...
He's from Texas?
They travel in the same circles.
They've, he spent time on Willie's tour bus, but I'm sure okay. they're still just
no,
friends.
No, I just didn't know if, like, Willie's the dad or something.
No.
Willie is Matthew McConaughey's father. Yes, it's true. He sired him.
So... Gotcha.
That's, yeah.
That would make a lot of sense.
It would, but it's not true.
There are rumors that Woody Harrelson is his half-brother.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
I think they started the rumor.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm yeah. here for that.
Because Woody Harrelson's father is a convicted...
person of interest.
Hired killer.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I'm not going to mess with
Woody
Harrelson.
Yeah.
That's what I learned today.
He's a vegan, so, I mean...
Oh, well, now I'm back to messing with him again. I'm gonna take those chances.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's get on to the beer, shall we?
We probably should at this point. All
right, that's fair. Okay, so first group is coming from Deep Ellum Brewing in Dallas, Texas. And the first one is the Blonde Golden Ale.
Dallas Blonde.
Dallas Blonde, yes.
That's not a real blonde.
It's a special kind of
yeah,
blonde.
Yeah, I was going to say.
In fact, in the description of the beer, they talk about how it's a town full of... What are they called? Bottled blondes?
In a town famous for its bottled blondes, we've reset the bar.
Well played.
This shimmering golden ale combines citrusy and floral American hops with pale Vienna and wheat malts. Beautifully balanced, and it's 5.2% ABV.
I always thought it was weird when you see shows about Texas, like or like the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and stuff, and they're all like really brightly blonde. Like, mm-hmm. wow. Blondes in Texas.
Pretty homogenized.
Isn't it like the higher the blonde, the closer to God?
That's the higher the hairdo, the closer to God.
Oh, yeah.
Same, same, same.
Yeah.
That's the Aquanet talking, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a hell of a marketing strategy, though. I mean, really. You're welcome, Aquanet. You're gonna make it back, and it's because of us.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, that and Mary Kay, right?
Yeah.
She's from Texas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the one with the pink car.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pink.
She always had the pink Cadillac.
Yeah.
Yes.
One of the original pyramid schemes.
That's true.
How dare you?
MLM, baby. Let's go.
Mazel tov. Okay. So I'm going to admit blonde ales, I kind of tend to stay away from because I'm like, they're meh. Right?
They're designed specifically to be meh. Like, I don't have the technology or equipment or time to make a lager. So let's go with the golden blonde.
But
right?
I think there's some value in that, though.
There is. Like, you've run a race. You need to be replenished. This is great. Or it's like
beer.
105 degrees outside. A golden blonde is going to save my life right now.
Well, it's like, you know, if you want to...
Yeah, she is.
Prior to every brewery coming back in, craft brewery, and making a lager, you know, Pilsner or, you know, light Czech lager or something. The golden or blonde ale was the way you would get your Bud Light friends to come in to the craft brewery and hang out with you. Because then they're like, you know, this, all these IPAs, I hate all these hops.
And right, right. They blah, don't blah, want blah, anything yeah. complicated. Yeah. Like, oh, you want a Miller Light or whatever? Here, there's a golden blonde. It's not even, it's just going to satisfy you. But
sure.
But there's still a lot of good stuff in that space, in my opinion.
No, I agree. Yeah. But I think this is a nice, easy drinking blonde ale.
Yeah, it's not going to win any badges or anything like that, but it's also not going to kill anybody.
It's like most blondes I've known. It's not too deep, but...
Easy blondes are my category.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've heard that.
Okay, so yes, as far as blondes go, this isn't bad. We're going to rate it a 3.
Good start, Deep Ellum.
Woohoo. Okay, now let's go to the IPA.
Now, I believe,
from Deep Ellum.
I believe this is their, well, it's got their name on it, so it's probably their flagship.
And on the nose, I mean, I'm already getting like just, I think this might be an IPA.
Hmm. All right. This one's coming in at 7% ABV.
Wow.
For an IPA to bear our hometown name, it better be potent. So we loaded it up with our favorite American hops for a bitter punch. And with some over-the-top tropical fruit, citrus, pine, and floral aromas and flavors, you've got one big Texas IPA deserving of the Deep Ellum name.
Now, I have to tell you, they did this one right. And compared to the blonde, like this, I would not have expected an IPA like this. But
to be this good?
Yeah, to be this good.
Yeah.
Right. This is... really solid.
It's so well balanced between the upfront hop flavors and then the bitterness in the back end.
Yeah, perfect.
Got a little bit of dank, some like pencil shaving, a little bit of woodiness for some reason, and then that fruitiness too. Yeah. I like this a lot.
The citrus and pine, it's nice.
I would love to have some kind of spicy barbecue with this. Like I need to like, I need you guys to look away, and I need to just have a half rack of ribs and some alone time with this beer.
I would
beer.
Eat some like serious carne asada tacos.
Oh, with this, man. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
I would skip lunch and have another pint.
There you go. I love that.
Okay. I mean, you know what? That's been my diet for a while now, and it's working out great.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back,
right when we get
back in just a minute with more.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So it is a Texas...
Hold'em.
Hold'em. I like it.
Texas Roadhouse?
A fine
Speaking
chain of restaurants.
Speaking of which...
You know, not a lot of people could host a podcast one-handed. So, good job, Juliana.
Great. Yeah, and Texas Roadhouse? I don't know how I feel about the new one.
Oh, there's a new version of Texas Roadhouse?
Oh, it dropped last week.
It's all vegan.
I...
Wait, what? What's the place that has the damn peanuts on the ground?
That's like Logan's Roadhouse.
Oh, they don't do that anymore because allergies.
Oh, thank God. Because that was like...
Kids were just walking in there and just immediately dying.
Was the most repellent. Like, I'm a bit fastidious. That might surprise you guys.
Ironically, to me, the peanuts on the floor were not the worst part of that place.
Really? Okay, the food was...
Wow.
I support that. Yeah, you know, I'm wearing cufflinks. I'm just going to tell you right now, I don't like to walk into places that have peanuts on the floor.
Yeah, they probably don't get a lot of guys in bow ties.
It's true.
Yeah, that's Logan's.
I took that off fair. For you guys.
Yeah. That's fair. Okay, so right before the break, we were talking about the Deep Ellum IPA from so Deep Ellum in Dallas. Yes, and just some closing thoughts on it before we rate it. Solid every day, kind of interesting. I wouldn't have thought that I would, I don't know why, I guess I'm biased, but I wouldn't have thought I would have liked like a Texas IPA. You know what I mean? Like
no,
I just figured
I
that lagers
that.
Were their thing.
Yeah.
Which there's nothing wrong with that.
No, but. Because of their German history and just like the long of all the breweries.
Right. Right.
But
so
I mean the you look at the color of this is just right where it needs to be.
Nice yeah. West Coast.
The longer it sits here, it's like pineapple rind is coming up for me.
Oh, interesting.
Oh okay. Yeah.
See, that's why you get whiskey people onto a beer ship. They bring that
no,
extra
you're
level.
Right though. Yeah, that is a really neat aroma.
But really, I mean this is just to me like waiting for the food that pairs with it.
Yeah.
Like, this is yes.
Yes, so much. Yeah, okay. Well, we are going to rate the Deep Ellum IPA a 4.
Oh, I thought we were saying.
Thank you, Deep Ellum.
How do you say Elm, but you say it in such a jacked up way? It's Ellum.
You're Southern.
You know, George Carlin had a great line about that, but I cannot repeat it on the radio. But I'll be happy to tell you.
Just Google it, everybody.
Yeah, Google it, folks.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to go to the Manhattan Project Beer Company, also in Dallas. And we're going to talk about the Hoppenheimer West Coast Style IPA. 7.4% ABV. This beer was created for the IPA lovers out there. It is a perfectly balanced West Coast American IPA with huge, dank hop aroma. At first sniff, you will detect pine, resin, and delicious citrus. Once you finally steal a sip, you will discover that Hoppenheimer is just enough malt and subtle caramel to keep the IPA characteristics in balance.
On the nose, I'm just getting so much sweetness. Like, there's...
Yeah. I don't really get what they said, and I don't know if it's because we're just coming off that Deep Ellum.
Or it's maybe too cold, but maybe. Definitely...
It's got
a lot brighter than that description.
Yeah, it's got like a candied fruit on the front end, like, taste to me, but then on the back end, it's got a nice bitterness.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely the candy fruit piece going on. And definitely bitterness on the...
I'm smelling, like, first running malt-y kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Totally know what you mean.
The sugars, yeah.
Wow.
There's a lot of sugars.
Hey, sugar.
By the way, did everybody see Oppenheimer last week?
Oh, yeah.
Man, that was
good.
Good
grief, man.
What?
We actually did.
I saw Barbie 3 times.
I saw Barbie 3 times.
We did.
You know what? Do you know, Karen? I made some time for Oppenheimer. Because it was good.
Wow.
It's in my queue.
Okay. Well, just, you know, you should really.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
So
Some of our social schedules.
Julie and I and Reverend Mark and Mike did a Oppenheimer and Barbie episode.
Oh.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It was.
I support that. Yeah, I look, I did Barbie. I also did Oppenheimer.
Whoa. We don't want to talk about your past, buddy.
Okay. I also
stop name dropping all the time, Sparky.
The Taylor Swift like full movie thing.
Oh, too. Movie thing. Yeah. The Eras Tour.
The Eras Tour, because my wife and daughter got to go there. I'm a bigger Swiftie than my wife. Now she's converted. I'm sorry.
She's converted to Swiftieism?
She has, man. And and Zoe, my daughter, was like, Dad, we can't be friends anymore unless you watch 3.5 hours of... And we're going to start it at 11:30 at night. And I'm like, oh honey.
Oh, God.
I don't know how this is going to work. I mean... We're both night owls, so like we can pull that off. But,
yeah, but still.
Oof. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does that make you a Swiftcitic?
Are you? Wow.
That's amazing. That's great. I need to talk to my rabbi about that, actually.
Oh, that's awesome.
You may have to do some sort of exorcism or... I don't know what the Jewish equivalent of that is.
Okay, so let's talk about...
Wait,
Hoppenheimer.
The Hoppenheimer.
Oh, whoops.
See? It's contagious.
It is. Carrie Ann, I've never done that in all the years. It's like we've introduced a viral contagion to this whole situation.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
Yeah. I like this a lot.
You do? Really?
I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The Hoppenheimer?
Okay. So Hoppenheimer. The thing is like I'm not getting any pine, right? Or getting none of the sweetness, but then as you taste it, you're getting like... the forest floor kind of thing.
Oh, yes.
The dankness.
Yeah, as it warms up, there's a little more resin that comes out.
Just very interesting. I wonder if they made this for the movie. I assume they probably did.
I don't know because their whole theme is
nuclear.
Is blowing stuff up.
Nuclear.
It's Texas, so you have to say.
The bomb was necessary evil. Yeah. So...
They have like a Half-Life beer and a fat man and a little boy. And
oh, so it's like pure.
Oh, yeah. Everything is. Yeah. Like, yeah. Because they're experimental, they're scientific and collaborative. And if you think about the Oppenheimer movie and the Manhattan Project, they brought a lot of different scientists from, a lot of different areas, and they all worked together in New Mexico
And they say you can drink this all afternoon, but I mean, I feel like 7.4, that's your.
I don't
know. You can
don't.
Drink it all afternoon, sure. But you're going to be on the floor at some point.
Yes.
Yeah. With a straw. Yeah.
With the peanuts.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
And the allergies. See? Yes. Okay. We are going to rate the Hoppenheimer West Coast IPA from Manhattan Project Beer Company a 3.
Oh. 0.1.
No, I'm saying 4, dude.
Okay, 4 it is.
4 it is. I agree.
We've with never changed ratings calling. Mid.
Wow.
Mid belt.
This is a.
We're just going off the rails today. Yeah. Woo. Okay. Yep. I think it's time for story time.
Oh my gosh, that's so strange, Juliana, because I have a story to share with you.
Do you have a story?
I do.
How did that work out?
Well, I mean,
please tell us a story.
I've been thinking about this all week, and
Papa.
I just kind of bring this to you. So,
Papa, read us a story. Picture pages.
Fill your days with picture pages.
Let's get time out to your watch crayons and your pencils.
Bill Cosby, do a picture page with you.
Was that?
It was Bill Cosby.
No. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Don't eat that pudding pop.
Yeah.
Oh no.
That's going to be my stage name.
I'm sorry I ruined our childhood today. Really sorry about that.
Pudding pop.
All right.
Damn.
Well,
don't eat the jello.
On a less roofy note, here is about a woman who ordered a $275 ashtray, but instead received, wouldn't you know it, a can of tuna instead.
What?
From Bill Cosby.
What kind of tuna?
Yes, don't eat that tuna can. Bailey Comier just wanted to splurge on a little online luxury, but what she was sent was much more than a little fishy. And a now viral TikTok video, Comier, a Nashville, hey, that's us, area resident, recounted her experience ordering a Dolce & Gabbana ashtray from luxury retailer Saks Fifth Avenue and receiving something that caught her by surprise, a can of tuna.
Get it? Caught her.
Nice.
Is that wild caught or farm raised?
I made a TikTok account just so that I could share what just happened to me because I'm most perplexed and confused I've ever been in my entire life, Comier says. That may not be her affect.
No, it
but
is.
That is.
That's
for
exactly
this.
How she sounds. It's weird.
Comier said she received an emailed coupon from a Saks for a percentage off one item online and decided to purchase a Dolce & Gabbana Blue Mediterranean ashtray, which retails on the Saks website for $275. I don't need to hear the judgment. That's what I wanted. So that's what I picked. It's very pretty.
Seriously.
It should have been very pretty, she says. After Comier's order was delivered, she said she opened her Saks-branded package, pulled out a black Dolce & Gabbana box, and removed the cellophane wrapping. When I opened it, this is what I found. A can of albacore tuna, Comier says.
Mm. Oh, my God.
If someone from the warehouse took it and replaced it with some cellophane with a hairdryer,
I don't even know, but this is the most effing expensive can of tuna I've ever bought.
That's what we named this episode. The effing most effing expensive can of tuna.
Comier's video has garnered more than 1.3 million views, and commentators empathized with her plight, sharing their own experiences with online retail return scams. Saks sends me a used perfume, paid $450. They don't accept used perfume for returns, supposedly, wrote one TikTok user. My daughter bought a $500 bag, commented another. When she received, the box was carefully sliced in a different spot, and the bag was removed. Saks Mail is a target for high-end theft.
King Charles, wow.
Other commentators use the fishy situation as an opportunity to fine-tune their comedy stylings. Albacore is the Dolce & Gabbana of the tuna world, wrote one TikTok user.
Honey.
Crack that crown, baby, and empty it out. You got yourself an ashtray, exactly. Commented another. Right? Yes. I mean, make do with what you've got.
Also, who still smokes? Shut up. Get what you get.
Yeah, same. For its part, Saks Fifth Avenue says that after an investigation at Comier's order, the team identified that the tuna can center was a fraudulent return. We take our customer experience very seriously. Across the retail industry, there's been an increase in online fraud, particularly related to returns, a Saks Fifth Avenue.
Is this Mr. Fifth Avenue?
Well, yes. I do work for Saks.
It could be Mr. Saks.
Luxury continues to be a target given to its high price points, and as such, we have implemented a more rigorous step in our return process, including additional reviews and stronger authentication. Our highly automated fulfillment centers manage millions of shipments every year, but it is not acceptable for even a small number of our customers to have this experience. The representative also said that the Saks teams works with Comier to get a replacement order sent. We apologize for any inconvenience, as this is not as reflective as the luxury shopping experience.
It's not like they can check every
Saks
box
Avenue is new,
that goes out.
The rep adds, at first I was looking to buy something silly. I noticed they do sell caviar, so I was like, oh, maybe I got mixed up. Maybe this isn't caviar, this is canned tuna, Comier tells Today.com, adding this, though, she may have had an innocent mistake before Frank Couturier. It didn't even occur to me that it could have been a customer doing it until one of my friends said, I've heard of people doing these things with bags. They order real bags, keep the real one, and replace it with a fake one, and they get a refund. And her friend was correct. Fraud, specifically related to returns, is on the rise. According to a survey by Apris Retail, a national retail federation, retailers estimated that 13.7% of returns were fraudulent in 2003. That's about a $101 billion in tuna cans, counterfeit products, and other items showing up. That's a lot of tuna, gang.
That is a lot of tuna.
Showing up in consumers' packages. During the holiday season, that number rose to 16.5% or $24.5
billion.
Billions.
With a B.
I called the guy and he was actually really nice. His name was Roger. I didn't tell him on the phone. I was scared that he'd hang up on me. But so I just said, I received the wrong package, Comier explains, adding that Roger asked her to send pictures of the wrong item. He's like, okay, I just got your email. And then it goes quiet and then he just goes, that's odd. And I'm like, yeah, I know, Roger.
So, wow. Well, it all worked out in the end.
I feel like we've been on a journey together.
Yeah.
We have.
That was good. See, that's why people like Audible. Because really good reading skills and voices. And also, that's also why people like getting their news from the BBC. You know, there's the something BBC. so trustworthy about a British person reading
because,
the news to you.
Because when you hear the English language spoken in the received pronunciation dialect, it's got to be authoritative and correct. Right.
Yes.
Not the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well done.
Okay, so first of all.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're backing that back.
Were we going to actually use this $205 ashtray to put ashes in?
No, she put it
in
her
jewelry.
And if
so,
ask yourself a question.
Let me ask you something.
Isn't a bite of tuna better?